Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving. This is where we cover all the trending stories. I read a headline that's trending. Hannah tells me which ones you want to keep it moving on and which ones she wants to hear the details on. We cover all trending stories in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. 2025 Goop Guide is out.
Oh, okay.
This is always a big deal. Gwyneth Paltrow has this weird lifestyle brand, and it has this crazy, like, old school Christmas catalog that you can have that are just the strangest stuff. Like some of the
weird gifts.
Some of the strange ones that are extremely pricey is a $1,400 ashtray. If you're a smoker, you want to knock in your cigarette ashes into a $1,400 ashtray, you can. A $3,600 telescope. There's always the weird pleasure seekers category. The weirdest one this year is a $1,285 advent calendar. So every day you open up and you get a little something fun for you and your partner, like gold-plated handcuffs, a paddle, other things that
you
are
know,
in this advent calendar.
That doesn't seem as wild to me as some of her past presents, like the candle.
The vagina scented candle never went away. I think you could still get it on like goop.com or something.
Is it on clearance?
Gross.
Discounted. They're also, this is like the affordable for everybody. Men's cashmere socks for $50. OG hot girl squeezable chili oil, whatever that is.
I don't even want to know what that means.
I need to get myself some hot girl squeezable chili oil. And then they have chocolate chip cookies priced at $80.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Nice and affordable in today's economy.
Hotels are now considering doing like a la carte pricing, kind of like airline style.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like if you want to turn down the thermostat, you'll have to pay extra money.
No.
What? Yeah, you want to take a dip in the pool? Cost you extra money.
No.
You want different types of toiletries and upgrade them? Cost you extra money.
If you want your door locked, extra money.
Literally.
if you want to be safe. What else will they charge you for? Hey, if you want a pillow, cost you money. AB's okay with that. She doesn't sleep with a pillow.
Yeah, right.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Anyone ever make money off a lawsuit? 855-444-6342. Anyone out there who's made I don't know anyone who's made any money off these lawsuits. Like one of these civil suits that you can make when it comes to like OnCloud because they make squeaky shoes. Well, we made me think about it. We were talking about it in a Keep It Moving story. If you've ever bought OnClouds, you can like so you can be part of this big lawsuit.
I need to get on that.
And because they said the shoe.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Just squeak. And I was like, who makes money off that? There's all those ones, like the iPhone wasn't updating the battery life or something like that. Who's ever made money off a lawsuit? 855-444-MEGA. Didn't it be you?
Yeah, you made one of those.
I did. It was Celsius.
Did you really?
I saw some weird article just being like, if you've bought Celsius in the last like 10 years, you can make money off of this. And so I did the stuff online. It took maybe 5 minutes and I think I got like 20 or 50 bucks.
They sent you money.
They sent me the money. Yeah.
Anyone out there being in like a real lawsuit though, Kevin?
Yeah, I was in a real lawsuit. Unfortunately, I was in a car accident when I was younger, and my parents and I sued the driver for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for pain, you know, suffering, future pain because I have a back injury, and we actually also put in there the possible loss of an athletic scholarship.
Whoa!
Yeah. Kevin could have been somebody.
So there was, I mean, you know, there's a lot of legal speak, but. We ended up settling out of court to about close to like $30,000. And that helped pay for my college. I mean, that was
really
that was a big thing. And still, you know, you feel weird about doing that, but you're at the same time going, hey, you know, as I've gotten older and I realize future pain is now.
Do you feel it from that?
Well, I mean, I continue to use the money I have from that to pay for chiropractic bills, you know, medication,
those
things. So, yeah, it is kind of, you understand why people do go to court and why they do sue for things like that.
Man, I feel like when I was a kid, I would throw around, I'm going to sue you all the time. And then I don't know anyone who's really sued anyone before other than like Kevin. Like, I just, like, you hear the term. And then every single time I feel like I've heard like someone close to me getting ready to sue. Like I remember with my mom had a lot of medical issues and I felt like my dad went to like a lawyer to like, hey, is there like, can you sue like the hospital? Can you sue these people? And they're like, nah, they're like protected. Like there's no lawsuit here. Like everyone's always protected.
Right.
Like who sues somebody? I always hear like it's being thrown around.
Everyone in my high school was suing each other at one point.
Really?
I don't even remember what it was. Something someone like almost died in an accident. And so whoever was driving, they were trying to sue them. But then also whoever was just in the car, like everyone was getting sued.
Really?
And it was really bizarre because then I'd be sitting in a class with all these people suing each other.
Oh, you know what? A family friend of ours said that like she doesn't like they're like there's a rumor that she doesn't work. She just sues people. She's been like she's sued like five times and
really?
Has won.
I mean, if you're smart enough to do that, doesn't it cost a lot of money to sue?
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe this rumor. I think they're just gossiping about her. There's no way that she's been in multiple lawsuits. This is impossible.
I don't think I know anyone who's ever sued anybody.
That's what I'm saying. People throw it around, and then it doesn't really happen. People say they're going to do the Celsius thing, and then they really never really give any money. AB's the only one I've ever known.
Yeah,
right.
Like I've heard so many of those. Like, oh, if you've ever gotten, you know, this food before, you can make money off of it. And then it's like, if you ever ate spinach before, you can get it. 855-444-MEGA. You were involved in a lawsuit. Did you settle? Did you make any money? 855-444-MEGA. Has anyone ever sued someone, won money, or lost money? 855-444-MEGA. What made me think of it is like those civil lawsuits, like one like OnCloud, everyone has those running shoes, was getting like sued like by individuals suing the organization because they're squeaky. And I thought that was just ridiculous and hilarious. And they probably will settle. And if you've ever bought OnClouds, you'll probably get in and you can get some money. And I was like, I don't know anyone who's ever done that. I've always heard that. And then AB's like, no, I did it for Celsius.
Yeah, I can't even remember what was wrong with it, but I got 20 or 50 bucks out of it.
You got 20 bucks.
That's nice.
For not even knowing.
Yeah, like that's like, I've always heard people can sign up for that. Anyone ever been involved in a real lawsuit? Kevin was involved in one, got $30,000.
Yeah, and like I said, we settled out of court because there's always a chance if you go to court, you will lose and you won't get any money and you'll owe for the lawyer fees.
Oh, wow. Kevin, you had been in a couple of, you won one and lost
one. And we lost one as a family. Well, we didn't lose it. We actually won the lawsuit, but the guy didn't have any money. So unfortunately, my parents and my grandparents invested in some firm where this guy embezzled the money. He didn't put it in the stock market like he said he would. And it was a lot of money that my family had given to this guy over the years. Well, when they found out, they took him to court. They won the case. He had no money.
So
unfortunately, we got no money. He got jail time.
So
we won, but we lost.
That's what happened. Someone sued me. They'd be like, "Oh, you actually have to pay for him because he's so broke."
Yeah.
They would say, Lauren, my family had reached out because my mom's medical issues, and they're like, "You can't sue these hospitals. They're just covered. They always win these cases." Lauren, you had actually sued a hospital before.
We did. So this was back in 2009 when my mom and my stepdad had started this. My stepsister had gone to the hospital on a Sunday night, and they didn't treat her because she didn't have insurance. They had scheduled her for surgery on the following Tuesday, so maybe a day and a half later, and she passed away the morning of her surgery.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Oh,
thank you. She had ovarian cysts the size of a football, so that's what was causing her to get sick. But to shorten the story a little bit, they sued the hospital and they won. It is a local hospital and they are no longer open.
Wow. That's how big the lawsuit ended up being and things like that? That is crazy.
I don't think the lawsuit had anything to do with the closing. They actually closed within the past year or two, but the lawsuit was pretty big that they actually won.
Wow. Thank you so much. They probably could have gotten the name on it. That's what happens in Grey's Anatomy, right?
Yeah,
they sue the hospital,
and
then they become the name of the hospital. It's no longer Seattle Grey's. It's all their names.
There's too many different versions of the hospital to run through.
They could have the naming rights to it. Lyric, you were involved in one of these smaller lawsuits and gotten some money?
Yeah, I got an email randomly saying that we're suing Snapchat. And so I just did the form like AB said. And then I randomly checked my Venmo one day, and I had $25 from Snapchat.
Venmoed you?
You know what's suspicious? If Snapchat's Venmoing you.
That's why Brett's never won a lawsuit. He didn't have Venmo.
Exactly. You got to get it. You can get some money.
I actually just signed up for Venmo and Snapchat all at one time, guys. Send me some money, please. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Brett Mega Show. We do appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Diddy's legal team just got granted something huge in his case. I'll give you all the updates next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Although Diddy was sentenced to 50 months in prison for his trafficking and racketeering case, he's still not done in court. The story is not concluded yet. We still have to go through the whole appeals era, which typically can take a really long time, especially in the U.S. circuit courts. It's not a quick and easy process. But Diddy's legal team requested to actually accelerate the whole thing to speed everything up. And sure enough, it got granted. I couldn't believe it. The judge approved everything his legal team asked for, meaning that everything will be heard and decided way sooner than it normally would be for someone else. So now everything's going to be starting back up at the end of December, which usually it could have taken even years to if they didn't ask for that and get it approved. So it's crazy to me that I feel like the legal system has been low-key siding with him in a lot in this.
The Diddy stuff is so disgusting. Obviously, the things he was accused of was disturbing, but then just the lack of any remorse or understanding to anything that's happening. There was a rumor that he had booked a speaking engagement before he actually had his hearing and decided what he would be convicted of. So he assumed I'm getting off, then got charged with those 50 months, and then continues to keep pushing the limits. I don't know how TMZ gets this information because TMZ is crazy. I don't know how they're interviewing people on the prison, but apparently he's been bragging around the prison that he's going to be pardoned by President Trump because that's a rumor, and he's been telling other inmates that. I don't know how they get inmate gossip.
The inside.
But inside the prison, but they're saying that he's been bragging, I'm not going to be here long, guys. I'm going to be out of here soon, which is insane.
Yeah, so right now, if everything just stays how it is, no pardons or anything, his release date is May 8th, 2028, but he could get early release even without a pardon just for having good behavior, which is so ick to me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, need a number for the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. For women between the ages of 20 to 25, early 20s, their phone goes off on average how many times a day?
I'm saying 75.
75.
I don't think it's
TikTok, Snapchat. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say 25. I'm probably way low.
You're way low.
Okay. I was going to say 300 times.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
we're all over the place. Well, how many times do you think a woman between the ages of 20 to 25 and their early 20s, her phone goes off? How many times a day? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, I'll reveal it to you next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. I was looking for a number for women between the ages of 20 and 25, early 20s, their phone goes off how many times a day?
I said 75.
That was a good guess. What do people say on the text line?
Augie texted in 50 times. Dave says 125 times.
Numbers are
Hattie
all
Hattie says 180. And Daniel says 170 plus.
AB's at 300, too. That seems insane. Hundreds?
My sister's 20, and she probably gets like 500 Snapchats in a day.
That is crazy. The answer is 62, guys, and okay. I felt like that was a lot.
I'm getting more than that.
Well, you're so cool. Does AB really have a magic power? We're about to find out here on the Brett Mega Show. So AB has said, I can make and turn non-readers into readers. She's did it with her sister. She's done it with friends. She did it with listeners. But their ultimate test was Hannah, that she had suggested a book to Hannah. And Hannah, what book was that called?
That book was called Verity by Colleen Hoover.
And you read that book how fast?
Oh my gosh, like 2 days?
I think it was 1 day. Yeah. Right? Wasn't it 1 day?
Very quick.
It was so fast. And now Hannah claims she's a reader, guys.
I am a reader. A reader enough to where I have joined a book club.
Shut up. Yes.
Yes. Me and my friends have formed our own book club.
Me and my reading friends.
We are starting Daisy Jones and the Sixth.
Oh,
I like that book.
Have you read the book, Amy?
I've read the book. I think the show is better.
I have also read the book.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't invite us to the book club.
No, we didn't get the invite. Well,
I did not love the book, actually. Love the beginning of the book.
Do not spoil it for me. I will be so mad.
No, it's just written in a really creative way. So how the book is written is each character like basically takes a chapter and that's how they tell the story.
Well, that's kind of how Colleen Hoover is in a lot of her books.
Yeah, but this one has a lot of
characters. Yeah, this is more like, those behind the scenes, like VH1 of behind the scenes of the music. It's written as like they were doing a behind the scenes interview, like VH1 of this band and the story of how the band was formed and all the behind the scenes stories.
The show is awesome. I actually just rewatched it.
On Amazon?
Ago.
Really?
Yes.
It got poor reviews, though. People didn't love the Amazon, so it's interesting because I didn't watch it. What ended up happening with me with it, I loved the start of it, and then it just became like constantly switching characters, and I was just like, I couldn't finish it. I don't know if I didn't finish it. I was like,
thank you for hyping it up.
Yeah.
Really,
so I'm curious what you think of it, because it is an interesting start. Like, I was like, wow, this is so creative, and then it like pittered out. So I wonder if you can finish it all in like one big haul. How have you been liking it?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh.
I have to go, so I'm not like behind on our like due dates or anything, but I have to go to the library to pick it up, and other girls in the chat keep saying like, out of stock here, out of stock here, out of stock here.
Yeah, it's a popular book for sure.
So I'm going to have to like take some time, like take a day after work or something, and really like venture out to a far library and see if it's available there.
I'm not going to lie, I think just Target has it.
You can just
I'm not spending money on this thing.
Oh, wow.
I've been really like gripping onto this like free reading train I've been on.
She takes this
book. Yeah, she hasn't given me my book back.
I actually have a story about
that. Come to think of it, and I've been wanting to reread it.
Oh, yeah, so go ahead and tell us the story.
I have told nobody this yet because I've been trying to figure out a solution. A dog actually ate your book.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, so I'll have to order you a new one.
That's insane.
Luna May ate your book.
Guys, it's awkward. Yeah.
It's really awkward.
Kevin and I don't know what to do. No.
I want my book back.
You'll get a new one.
No, she wants her book.
I don't think I'm getting one.
Yeah.
You will.
No, there's no way. The library rents it for you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.